This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. forces in Iraq once again have delayed a long-promised military assault on Fallujah, west of Baghdad. Instead, the Marines, who have had the city surrounded for most of this month, will begin joint patrols in Fallujah with Iraqi troops, beginning as early as tomorrow. The decision not to launch an offensive against Fallujah's insurgents came on the recommendation of the U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer and Lakhdar Brahimi, the U.N. envoy for Iraq, and was made in consultation with the White House. Washington Post reporter Rajiv Chandrasekharan is in Fallujah. The U.S. said it would move against those blamed for the brutal deaths and mutilation of four American contractors on April 4th. Why another postponement?
Well, Bob, it appears that what the U.S. administration here wants to do is to find a less confrontational way to find the perpetrators of the attacks on the contractors and to capture, kill the dozens, if not more, foreign fighters that are believed to be holed up in Fallujah, as well as scores, probably numbering in the hundreds, of indigenous Iraqi extremists who are there and who have been shooting at the Marines. After the initial attack earlier in the month, there's been this uneasy sort of ceasefire that is punctuated every night by mortar strikes and small arms fire. But the Fallujah issue has mushroomed into a problem for the Americans that goes well beyond the borders of this dusty city along the Euphrates River. It's become a rallying cry in Baghdad. It's helped to gel increasing anger toward the American occupation. It's served as a uniting force between Sunnis and Shiites. So there has been this effort now by Paul Bremer, the American administrator, and American commanders to try to find one last-ditch solution. And local leaders have come to the Americans and said, look, give us a little bit more time. Let's try to have police and civil defense troops from the city go in and try to clear up some of this mess in conjunction with the Marines. So it appears that they're sort of doing this as a one last gasp attempt to try to find a way to deal with this short of going back in with the full military force.
Is that going to work? It sounds risky.
Well, there are a lot of doubts on both sides. The Marines on the ground that I talk to really don't think this is going to work. They worry that they're going to go back into town and they're going to become the targets for snipers in buildings and others hiding out in homes and in behind the narrow alleyways. And the Iraqis who are supposed to participate in this also are very skeptical and apprehensive of it. I spoke to a couple of civil defense troopers yesterday who were making their way back into Fallujah, and they said it's sort of crazy that they feel that if they're going to be going out patrolling with the Americans, they're going to be exposed, they're going to be targets, and that they'd rather sort of go in and patrol the city on their own.
Well, the people of Fallujah were supposed to give up their weapons, but those turned in last week were described as rusted, broken, or otherwise useless.
That's right, and the weapons turn-in was supposed to be the first step in this, Bob. What they wanted to do was have the troublemakers, the insurgents, hand in things like mortars, heavy machine guns, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and then they would start patrols. Now, that really hasn't happened. All they've gotten is a bunch of antiquated weapons. And so the Marines are very concerned, as well as the Iraqi security forces, that they're going to be walking into a city where a lot of these weapons are still there. This is a very dicey proposition.
Washington Post reporter Rajiv Chandrasekharan in Fallujah.